This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Capital Bismarck, our location for What's On Your Mind today. Our legislative coverage is going to center around Mondays as best we can this year. We appreciate that. One of our fine sponsors, the North Dakota Comprehensive Energy Solutions Group, which is fighting for landowner rights. It is a group that has been very clear that they are for all of the above energy, which is a mantra of mine and has been for a long time. And they came to us, and, you know, we don't take every mission on that comes to it. It's not like we're desperate for advertisers or sponsors. We're a profitable entity, and we're proud of that. And we have a large voice, and we're proud of that. But we're very selective as to, you know, MyPillow, okay, good fit. Let's see, North Dakota Petroleum Council, of course. Lignite Energy Council, of course. I mean, those are longtime sponsors who have been very, 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 you know, good to us, and I think we've been good to them. It's a good partnership is what I'd say. But we're always careful. And we didn't take on the North Dakota Comprehensive Energy Solution Group until, number one, we understood that they agreed that the production tax credit had to go, essentially the subsidy. And also till they would agree that we want to get to the bottom of, you know, sort of the whole idea of the grid and the difference. And I tell you what won me over was the emphasis on land rights, because it's something I just believe in my heart of hearts that is so darn important. And I know there's farmers and ranchers that don't like wind, and they don't really particularly care that their neighbor has the ability to put wind on. But then I start saying, well, wait a minute here. I also know that the train sort of left the station on wind. And while we've certainly, in an environment of ridiculous and crazy and really dangerous pushes towards global warming and the things that go there, end up weakening the grid, see California and brownouts not long ago, and more could come, to deep dive into all that, to say, you know, this is going to be Fluffville, this is going to be tough questions, and we're planning actually a show where we do like a wind town hall, and we just let you call with every concern you have, every question, and we have a bunch that have come in and dig into it. But anyway, the production tax credit isn't gone yet because they keep extending it, but the law is, I think it started, I forget when, it was first passed, was it was going to be a short amount of time. It just keeps getting extended. The wind people that I talk to that come on this program, they don't want the production tax credit anymore because they believe it's a political noose, right? And, you know, the people that are putting it on are just ridiculous, and it went on again this year. And you heard Senator Hovind, Senator Kramer, and others say, look, a deal's a deal. Anyway, long way of telling you, we appreciate the ability, because of sponsors like that, to come to the legislature this week. There's others that are going to be part of our broadcast, and we really do look forward to that all year long, because they do a lot of good work here. They do a lot of good work here, and it doesn't necessarily go noticed. And honestly, in many cases, it touches you in ways very different than the federal government can, because, again, of land rights. Look at this debate over posting land or not posting land or keeping track of what's open and what isn't. That's been mishandled so poorly, it's unbelievable. You got more people posting now because of how badly it's been taken care of. So that's important. I know this is a controversial position on my part. I don't think it's, you know, the most important thing that's going to happen in the legislature related to fiscal notes and budgets and, you know, clean, sustainable energy and how you go down that road. But I do believe, you know, legacy fund, how that'll be spent, what do you do with it? I do believe it's a life or death issue. And that is whether to take our already in place seatbelt law and go to the next step and see if it can get closer to zero. I'm not naive enough to think deaths on the highways and byways will ever get to zero, but it's a good vision to have. So I am a supporter of that law going to the next step and will continue to be, and I'm going to be following that issue as well and many, many more. So we're looking forward to that this year in the session. So looking forward to that very much. And the House Speaker, Kim Koppelman, now West Fargo legislator, now as Speaker of the House, has been very proactive on the media being here, being part of this, and we appreciate that very much. He really has been very proactive on that front, and we need that sometimes at the legislature, especially in a year of COVID. We were told at one point, I forget by who, that basically there'll be no media here. Media can't be here, and we're doing this and we're doing that for the legislative session. We'll deep dive on the legislature today with Governor Doug Burgum. He'll be coming up later this hour and get into 2021, where we go from here, obviously, COVID and where that's at and how it impacts the state and the economy, the federal dollars that have come in. So looking forward to that chat as well. And we might have a couple members stop by as well today. Obviously, with everything that happened this weekend and the fight for, I believe, our country. I believe the fight for our country as we believe it is now. Some of my more liberal, Trump-hating Democratic friends might say, you're right, you know, because America under Trump has been horrific. It's been horrible. It's been terrible. It hasn't been for North Dakota, I'll tell you. And we can have a debate about the rest of the country in that regard. But whatever you think of him, I think the most egregious thing was a president of the United States having a communication tool to the people that doesn't have a filter, that's his own words, that he is held responsible for, is being silenced. And this is a product of big tech. And, you know, in this day and age when I have seen people call Senator Kevin Cramer everything from traitor to swear words to he's an idiot, he's awful, he's terrible, same with John Hovind, same with Kelly Armstrong, I want to go, I get the disagreement. And I disagree with the vote, actually, as well, because I think they had two bad choices there. But I believe the folks that voted no, Kelly, a lawyer, John Hovind, Senator Cramer, were doing it on principle. They could have joined the political crowd, even though it didn't look like it was going to go that way. You know, the Ted Cruz, James Lankford way in the Senate and the folks over in the House that were gutsy enough to do it. Even, you know, Monday, Tuesday, early Wednesday, there was really no sign it was going to go anywhere because they couldn't find a constitutional path. Even the president of the United States saying, Mike Pence could do the right thing. Mike Pence would get some courage. Only thing I can do is look at the Constitution and say, courage to do what? Open the envelope? I don't get what he can do. I don't get what anybody in the legislature or the Congress can do other than say, here's what was in the envelope. And I believe a good share of them have their fair share of beliefs, this election was stolen. I think if you ask Kelly Armstrong, Kevin Cramer, and John Hovind, do you think this election was stolen? They'd say, I believe there's enough evidence to say that. The problem is, it hasn't gone through any kind of a process, so we can definitively say yes. And furthermore, if we believe in federalism, I do, which essentially is the federal government has a check and balance on their power, and we're purposely giving states power. And one of the things they were very, very adamant about is this is the state's job. Elections are the state's job. The founders wanted that. Well, the founders are rolling over their grave because in the key states that matter, with complete idiots in charge, they blew it. They blew it in a big way. And now they've blown it in the sense that the U.S. Senate is now in Democratic hands as well because they didn't do what would have been the logical thing to do after a presidential election that was in question. Okay, let's go back to the most rudimentary way we can do this. Let's do paper ballots only. Let's count them. Let's do the last election, count the paper ballots, and let's get rid of all the gizmos and machines and everything else for January the 5th. They didn't, and I wasn't surprised. I didn't even watch the results. I really didn't. I just thought, well, I'll find out, you know, tonight. And we did find out one the night of and one the next day, ironically, in the middle of all that mess that was going on at the Capitol. So that to me is, you know, that's a lot of a product of big tech and a big concern. I think big tech's an enemy. I really do. I think they're an enemy of America as we know it. I don't think Kevin Cramer, John Hovind, Kelly Armstrong are our enemy. And I think it's ridiculous to say they are. I really do. Because even if they had done what they had, you asked them to do, there would have been a constitutional battle over that that they believe they would have lost. It still wouldn't have brought enough juice because it had to come much, much earlier. I think we also have to be honest that the Trump campaign, President Trump himself, did not utilize more of the tools before the election to manage the fraud. I mean, if you ask President Trump, you think you're going to win every interview, you think you're going to win, he said yes if they don't cheat. So we knew they were going to cheat, and they did. And for whatever reason, the swamp or whatever. Now, I don't fault Donald Trump in this sense. I don't fault Donald Trump in the sense that I don't know how I'd operate if after 5 years, half of my own staff I don't trust. Right? Every person that walks in the Oval Office and tells me, sir, 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 we need to do this. Well, what's he trying to do to me? But I think all of that catches up with you, and I think that's why, even though we have intel that says they had a $250 million fund to pay for lawyers and apparatus in every state to prevent them from cheating, it's still sitting in an account at the Republican National Committee. But let's be honest with each other and say more could have been done. Doesn't matter now. We find ourselves on the 11th of January, inside of 10 days. Who's our enemy? Who are we fighting? Big tech for sure. Impeachment for sure. All designed, by the way. Unless literally you have a third grade education, you know this right now, and I think sometimes third and fifth graders are smarter than we are. Impeachment is not about getting Donald Trump out a few days before he would get out anyway if they get their way. It's so Donald Trump can never come back. If he's impeached in the next 9 days, he couldn't run in 2024. They're trying to put that dagger in the heart of the vampire in their eyes, and that's what we need to fight. Everybody trying to do it, they're the enemy. They are the enemy. There's one more thing that might be a trump card in all of this, and we'll talk about that next, and welcome your call.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
First up here on the calls, and by the way, if you get in now, we'll get you in. It's just a matter of what point. We have the governor next hour, and I'm really going to focus on 2021 and anything related to the legislature with what's happening, legacy fund, whatever. You know, tell you what, just to use the best use of our time today, text me. Any questions you have for the governor on anything, text me. 701-367-2054, and we'll do text only for the next half hour, meaning 9:30 to 10 block. Right now, your calls, questions, and comments welcome on anything at 701-258-0550. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you very much, and we appreciate the fact that you support our sponsors. And I have an example of that here with Mike and the MyPillow crew. The robes are the thing right now. I think everybody is gaga for the robes. Do you know they have the same warranty in all their products? So they've sold like 5 million pillows now. Or was that last year's worth? I can't even remember. But they sell so many pillows, it's crazy.
I hope you sold more last week. I hope you had a big week.
Oh, thanks, Todd, for reminding me on that, because we actually mentioned that on the air. We just said, you know, I mean, Mike Lindell is in a secure location with the security around him, fighting to help, you know, make sure. I mean, he kicked in $2 million of his own money to do a forensic legal analysis of the voting machines. He's been helping find the fellow from Italy that has signed an affidavit. He this week is working on a bombshell story that they really want the intel declassified, because if the intel by the president, it's another reason they want him impeached, by the way, the intel by the president, which he can do, is declassified about China. Somebody that's seen the intel but can't say it because it's classified has said, is the number five, Kevin? Kevin's not with us today because of our connection. I stole his here in Bismarck, but I think it's five states that China was involved in, and it shows in the intel. Do I know that to be true? No, but when Mike Lindell tells me it, I say, oh, this guy's been in the middle of this, now I'm going to look a little further, and a lot of this has been proven to be true. So we were talking about, I hope in the middle of this, with everything he's going through, you take a look at, okay, Valentine's Day is coming up, a birthday is coming up, hey, well, it's time to treat myself some new sheets, a pillow, all of them guaranteed. You know, they do the try it for 90 days. They extended that into May now this year. Try it till May. You like it, you don't. Send it back, no questions asked. But a 10-year guarantee, you don't like it, no questions asked, they'll give you a replacement. Wow, who does that? That's one of the reasons they sell as much as they do in the robes as well. Anyway, I was sort of challenging our listeners. Guess what happened last week, Todd? We average, I don't want to say the numbers, but we average a lot of sales. We're in like the top five of sales for MyPillow in the country. And that's with Sean Hannity competing against us. And I don't think Rush does the MyPillow, but a lot of the national talk shows do. And they talk about MyPillow. So, Todd, guess what we did on K-Fire 550, legendary voice of the Northern Plains, WDAY. By the way, the two oldest radio stations. Oldest is a bad word, Todd. What should we say? Esteemed, a great heritage, you know, proven track record, maybe, because one's 98 years old and the other's 100. Or 98 and 96, I forget. But they're up there in their 90s. Flag East, AM 1100, the Flag West, KTGO, and Dickinson, KLTC. Ask, just rough guess, what percentage of our sales went up, would you say?
Oh, I couldn't even begin.
100%. 100%. I mean,
nice.
Yeah, we took everything we sold, and we 100% on top of that in MyPillow sales. And I don't blame you. I hope you bought the robe, because the robe is, it is, to me, the most revolutionary thing they've done. As Mike told you, they reverse engineer him. He's a special guy. He's fighting. Reward him as well. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. I want to give you Mike. Sorry. 800-506-9028. That's the MyPillow number. 800-506-9028. Think we can beat last week? I'd like to. MyPillow.com.
Why are we whispering?
Promo code Scott. That wasn't me. I don't know. I think it was Mr. Producer Man.
Oh.
You know,
okay.
I think it was. You have a little bit of breaking news before I go to these calls about some horrific thing that happened in Bismarck related to the campaign. Tell me what you know.
Just sent to me a garage door on East Avenue C in Bismarck. At least the pictures, I haven't driven over to verify it, but I think I will. Two garage doors. One says, "You're fired." The other one says, using the word, "F Trump." Spray painted on the garage doors.
1808 East Avenue C is all we know. We don't know if these people had Trump signs and the neighbor doesn't like them. We don't know if this is random. You know, even bizarre, I think this happens one out of a million times in North Dakota. Some people do it like, because they want to, you know, show how crazy, you know, the other side is or whatever. I would guess this is some knucklehead. But it doesn't matter. You can't do that.
I hope it's a knucklehead.
And this is
Could you
I'm
imagine
getting...
the outrage if, you know, at the end of Obama's term, if somebody had done the same thing with his name?
Here's one thing I want us to think about. Again, who's our enemy here? I believe our enemy is China and Iran and folks like that. And by the way, China, Iran, the Ayatollah has got horrific things up on Twitter right now about the United States, the death to America. Their accounts haven't been canceled, but Donald Trump's accounts canceled? And by the way, I want to just say this to anybody, and I may have friends of mine in this category as well, family, friends, you know, people in Congress, whatever. If you think Donald Trump incited, that's the key word, incited the riot at the Capitol, you're part of the swamp. You are part of the swamp. You might be a little bit of the swamp. You might be, I don't like the swamp, but maybe I'm getting infected by it. If you think Donald Trump incited that, now, could you fairly say, what's he saying about Mike Pence? What's he doing a rally at all when you know it's white hot? Folks, that's the people who've taken a snootful for the last 5 years and have had enough. That's what's incited. And even with that, 99% of the people in Washington were singing Amazing Grace on the way up to the Capitol. Little known fact, and we're going to talk about it next hour, the rally, if you want to call it that, the mob, if you want to call it that, up at the Capitol, 15,000 people, started before Donald Trump had spoken. Very easy to infiltrate 15,000 people and say, I'll break that window, you run through that barrier, let's get these nutcases in there, and they can do the work for us. Uh-huh. I don't need pictures to tell you that's very easy to do. Read my mail on this one thing. Texter. Scott, are you going to address Amazon's takedown of Parler and all the other people who were banned from Twitter over the weekend? First Amendment is being dismantled right before our eyes. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about that today, folks. In great measure, we have clips of Dan Bongino, who owns Parler or half of it or whatever, and is in financial peril with that company because of this. We did talk a little bit about peril, but that's big tech. When I say big tech, that's what I'm talking about. Henry Fargo, get in here quick. What's on your mind, sir? Henry, can you hear me now?
Said.
Go ahead, Henry.
I can't tell you how much I agree with everything you just said. But here's the deal. They knew about this stuff with Italy, right? I think that's what people were looking for in our senators and our congressmen, if it's the right thing, wrong thing to do. What's going to happen with that? I mean, if it's proven true, which a lot of us believe it is, what's the constitutional avenue of stopping the takeover on January 20th?
Let me answer you quickly, best I can know. There is some people that believe in the next 10 days, some evidence is going to come out, whether it is the Italy thing, whether it's the China thing, which is in intel right now, okay, that will stop everything in its tracks, Supreme Court 9-0. I don't know. The reason Kevin Cramer, John Hoban, Kelly Armstrong don't go say, oh, Italy, oh, intel, they don't have it, and what they have has not been through a normal court kind of evidence process. They can't use that to upend the Constitution. So maybe it'll come out, maybe it won't. At the best case scenario, this will come out sometime in the next 2 years. Trust me.
So it's Scott and Vince in the sauna. Actually, in the sauna. It's 2021. This is a great place to start your wellness 2021 plan, isn't it, Vince?
It is. And you think about all the benefits of a sauna. One comes to mind, New Year's resolution, losing weight. You will lose weight in a sauna, especially if you couple it with modern exercise, because you go from a sitting heart rate of 60, 70 beats per minute to about 150 in just a 30-minute sauna session.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Find them in West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, or online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
When it comes to grain storage and handling solutions, one call does it all. Gateway Building Systems, the number one Brockman dealer in the U.S., is locally owned and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Right now at Gateway Building Systems, take advantage of discounts on Brock solid bins, grain dryers, and aeration systems. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Divers on Monday stepped up retrieval efforts for the black boxes of the Sriwijaya Air passenger plane that crashed into the sea off Jakarta, Indonesia over the weekend. The Boeing 737-500 was carrying 62 passengers and crew and crashed 4 minutes into the 90-minute flight. There were no survivors. More than 87,000 East Texas homes and 45,000 in Northwest Louisiana are experiencing power outages this morning in the wake of a winter storm. No official word when power will be restored. As lawmakers talk impeachment instead of support for hurting Americans with stimulus money, President Trump plans to award New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick the Medal of Freedom this week. Trump also plans to give Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, the award Monday. The same day, Democrats are expected to introduce articles of impeachment against him. On Tuesday, Trump will visit a section of the U.S. border wall in Alamo, marking 400 miles of border security on his watch. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where it next come from.
Well, I was looking for the governor. And,
oh, okay.
We have a 9:30 interview, and it's 9:32, so we're going to start calling him John.
But you know his COVID briefings, right? I mean, whatever time it's scheduled for, it's 8 to 12 minutes late most of the time. So
I think that's more about getting the latest up-to-date info and everything, and we're going to...
Maybe he's trying to do that for you.
Oh, that's true. Good point.
Maybe
good.
I'll flap my arms and fly home tonight.
When people are late, I kind of joke and say they're John Hoven, because he has just had mastered that. Everybody's ready to go. They're all at the table, and he kind of swings in. He slaps a few backs. He says hi. I think he learned that as governor, see. Now, Ed Schaefer would be there 2 minutes early. And Jack Dalrymple, I think on time, but he kind of talk a little bit first, and how you doing, and, you know. Oh, all good people. All good people and good public servants. They are. And, you know, this has probably been the most difficult thing for me through the, certainly, election forward, is that I know, you know, the vast majority of this audience probably rewards Senator Kevin Cramer for the time he puts in, an hour every week, taking calls. We don't screen him. We don't weed people out. Anything comes, right? And one of the things they always say, thanks for coming on, appreciate you coming on. But now those same people are calling him like Judas. I think it's a product of just there's so much information out there. You don't know what to believe. It's really kind of sad. It's kind of sad that we've become that. Remember who the enemy is. An enemy is an Iran, is a China. And some would say, you know, if Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and these people want an America so different than me, you know, we're fighting them. So technically they're an enemy, but they're a fellow human being. To me, when you talk about a fellow human being as an enemy, you're talking to somebody that's pointing a gun to your head. They're not doing that, but they're doing some very dangerous things, and I think we should fight them with every fiber of our being, but I think civility is sort of going away. I know why it is. I understand it. Because these are just treacherous times. I get the passion, but remember who the enemy is. It's not the people that said, hey, I'll set my life upside down for you and I'll turn it all in. So don't think that about Kevin Cramer, John Hoven, and Kelly Armstrong right now. Don't. Or even if you don't like the latest, coronavirus restriction and you disagree with it, you think now all of a sudden people are the enemy. If we do that, we're done. We're done. You know, it really is a sad time. And I think... Big tech has formatted that. I think, you know, there's a lot of reasons for that. But anyway, we're brought to you in part today by our friends at Pipers. Pipers.com is the number. If you want to find out more about them, you can call them at 877-700-4099. That's the number. The website is Pipers.com. We have set up for a socially distant radio show today. You like the long cords there, Governor? Did that work okay?
Yeah, it's great. Thank you.
Yeah. So we can just keep follow the rules and have long cords, and it's great. How are you?
I'm great.
Good to see you. We've interviewed you many times in this room before in your tenure as governor the first 4 years. This feels very different for, obviously, the enormous events of the last year. You talked about that in your State of the State. Much of this legislative session is touched by that. Just tell me how that all feels.
Well, I certainly, it's been a momentous year, historic year, but it's also, I think we're set up in North Dakota. We're in a position where I think our citizens can have a lot of optimism about the future, and a lot of gratitude about, the what's been accomplished in the last year. I mean, we're in a state that is probably better positioned to emerge from this global economic crisis, than just about any other state in the nation.
And, how can that be?
Well, it is incredible because,
so when you say that, I think California, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New York, and you're saying worse position better than any of the other 49, and that sort of blows my mind.
Well, I think, you know, there's two things. We got the balance sheet, and then we got the P&L, the profit and loss statement. North Dakota's balance sheet is in fantastic shape. Whether you take the, you know, fully filled up budget stabilization fund, which we haven't touched yet, the foundation aid fund, which supports K-12, which is over $5 billion, the legacy fund, which there'll be a lot of debate about how to use that. So the balance sheet.
You're talking fiscal health. If you're running an operation, how do we do what we could do, and how do we do it better than anybody else? They're hobbled because their numbers don't look so good. We're not.
Exactly.
And then what do you do with that? How do we take that position and really get to some things we wanted to check a box on for a long time? Bringing other industries in here, or, you know, bringing more people in here, or whatever we want to do. What's top on your bucket list in that regard?
Well, I think we talked about this in both the budget address and in the State of the State, which is we've got an opportunity here without raising, you know, tax dollars, $1. We take the earnings that come off, that flow off the legacy fund, and we use that at a time when we've got these historically low interest rates. I mean, the Federal Reserve is trying to drive interest rates low to restore the economy. The 10-year bond rate right now is 1.1%. I think the 20-year is 1.7. I mean, we could borrow bonds for 20-year bonds and then loan them out at 2% interest to municipalities, local political subdivisions, schools, water projects, and the state would actually, that would be a permanent revolving loan fund that would be making money, because we can stoke it up with a bunch of money right now that's basically the federal government's giving away. And so I think we have a chance to take the legacy fund and create another permanent legacy, which is this long-term revolving permanent infrastructure loan fund. And it gets caught up. People say, oh, bonding, borrowing's bad. You know, borrowing's bad if interest rates are high and the projects you invest them in have a lower return than what you borrowed. If you can borrow at a low rate and invest them in something that has a higher return for taxpayers than what you borrowed the money, then you're making money every day. And so this is an opportunity that North Dakota shouldn't miss.
What will be the objections to that? What will be the big fight on that? You hear a lot of talk about infrastructure and bonding right now, probably second only to, you know, how do we use the legacy earnings. But you know, you're going to hear arguments, and that's sort of a traditional North Dakota, you know, belt and suspenders kind of way of thinking. I get that. You know, people don't like bonding for that very reason. It's just more debt. But as you say, it's debt at low. Beyond that, what will be the biggest objections?
Well, I think the biggest one will be some kind of resistance to the idea of borrowing itself, because it is a completely conservative, fiscally conservative, economic sound idea right now. In these interest rate environments. And, you know, I mean, there's times when it wouldn't make sense and there are times when it does. Just like when there's anybody that's been in business knows timing matters, and we have a window of opportunity here to do something really incredible and permanent for the citizens of North Dakota.
Give me an example of the top two things you think, if that was available and it was here, would be most important to do that would get the return you're talking about.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things we know is across the state we've got hundreds and hundreds of bridges in North Dakota that are in disrepair. When you've got those bridges in disrepair, you got to lower the load limits. Farm-to-market roads get longer, take citizens more time. So part of it is transportation infrastructure. Another part of it is water infrastructure. We know that we've got some big water projects that we need to complete, and there will be gaps in all these projects of financing. We see that on the Water Commission. As Brent Sanford and I lead the Water Commission, there's an estimated over the next 10 years $10 billion of potential water projects in our state. We know that's essential to industry, it's essential to communities, it's essential to growth, and those can all afford to do their gap financing with low interest financing, because you got a water bill, you have a sewer bill. You don't have to raise the rates on people. You might even be able to lower the water and sewer rates if you could borrow money at this rate. So it's essential basic infrastructure for the state of North Dakota. But then if you said, hey, we want to also do it for you know school construction, or you want to do it for other projects like the say the ag building, finishing that off at India Shoe, that would help us sell our crops all over the world. I mean, there's things where individual projects that you could look at that have.
I'm waiting for you to swing for the fences, though. I those things are all things you would do slam dunk if you had the money, and I think it makes sense to do them when the interest rates are where they are. What's the thing that everybody around the country would go, holy buckets, did they crush it on that? I mean, whether it's attracting new industry that might be no other state can do, but we can do it because we put the platform in for them to come in. Boom! Now, is there anything like that in your bucket list?
Well, I think there is, but not necessarily under bonding, because bonding, you want to match revenue streams to pay down the bonds with infrastructure that's going to be here. I mean, if you're going to have you're going to build infrastructure that lasts for 30 or 40 years, then borrowing money for 10 or 20 years to pay for it makes a ton of sense. What we don't want to do is borrow money and give it away to a one-time project that might have uncertainty. But with the legacy fund earnings, because our proposal only takes 1.6% of the earnings return, which is about 40% of the return, and applies that towards the bonding. The other legacy earnings you could put into legacy projects that you described and then set those up with match funding. I mean, like, let's take career and technical education. We know this is something that's great for students, great for K-12, great for higher ed, great for industry. I mean, it's a slam dunk, and there are businesses from John Deere to you name it, that would love to get in and help support that. I mean, you take a look at career and technical training today. I mean, every piece of farm machinery is a computer on wheels. They need educated workforce to help repair and maintain those. We don't have enough capacity. We get kids coming out of North Dakota State School for Science. Some of those kids have got 7 job offers. You know, we've got to expand our capacity in doing that. And if we put up some of the legacy fund money, legacy fund earnings, like we did with the library, where we put an endowment out there and we raised $2 of private sector dollars for every dollar of state endowment that doesn't even leave the building. I mean, those kinds of returns, we could do that for CTE. We could say, here's $45 million to go build CTE across the state, and just watch the private sector dollars line up to match that, because they need graduates. K-12 needs those kind of programs, and it can't just be in one city. It can't be just the Career Academy in Bismarck. It's got to be everywhere.
I want to just touch on one of those projects you mentioned, the Teddy Roosevelt Library, because you got a whole ton of grief in the last session over that, right? I mean, probably more than anything. And it was, you don't save money for that, da-da-da. You did exactly what you said you were going to do. There was not even actually, we're writing a check from $50 million for the state, but rather, a loan and other things that weren't even that far. And just like you predicted, 2-to-1, the dollars came in from private sources. Now, you can agree or disagree whether this will do what people say it's going to do. I happen to think it will. I happen to think more people come to the park. I think more people go to the musical. And I think we'll have one of 19 in the world that is a presidential library, whatever the number is.
14.
One of 14. Yeah, we're even a little better. That was genius. Absolute genius. And look, I'm looking forward to the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library. I can't even wait. I've been to probably 6 of the 14. And absolutely loved him. So kudos on that, because I know you took a ton of grief trying to get it through, but you did what you say you were going to do, and I think that kind of got lost with all the COVID stuff going on and everything else. So,
well, raising $100 million in the middle of COVID is not an easy thing to do, but what that could mean for us, for economically, for K-12, for higher ed, for employment, the library has got really unlimited potential.
More with Governor Doug Burgum. Your text questions welcome after this.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number of trips to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga's a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga's an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dream. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
On What's on Your Mind, Governor Doug Burgum gracious enough to give us a whole half hour to you're not here or what?
Okay, now we can.
Oh, I'm here.
We gracious enough to give us a half hour and then nothing.
Nothing. We're going to do this as much as we can with the governor through the session. Wanted to tell you we're brought to you part today by Action Movers. Action with two A's, movers.com. Get you all the information you need. Just know this. When they've been in business as long as they have, veteran-owned, really some of the most innovative things like on all the COVID protections, the way they do what they do with the trucks, and what they're moving, phenomenal. They have a way that you can actually pay for all, depending on your move costs, of your moving fees by selecting your realtor from them. If you're moving to a place, from a place, both sides. So check it out, actionmovers.com. Good folks. Don't go with the mini mover, you know, the kind of, I got a good deal, and I'm going to just, the guy in the truck's going to show up. You pay so many times. So remember that. All right, back with Governor Burgum. I want to ask you a little bit about education. You mentioned education a bunch in your comments there. And, you know, it seems like we have these debates a lot. I was at a Main Street Initiative event in Grafton, North Dakota. And you were sitting down for lunch with half a dozen legislators, and I'll never forget it. You had just, I think, come back from Arizona State University, and you talked about a different model and a different way to do education. And I was like, man, you had me at hello. That would be perfect. We got to do that. That's the way to be innovative and compete against these bigger schools. And I know that's why you set up the task force to look at that in the committee. You heard the other side. What part of that is possible? And quick 30,000-foot view of what I'm talking about for the audience.
Well, let's split education in two pieces, K-12 and higher ed, because they've got two very different set of challenges facing them. And the conversation where I remember you dropped in with us there was related to higher ed. And I think on higher ed, pre-COVID, you had incredible forces. One is demographics. It used to be college was an 18 to 22-year-old thing. Now the average age of a student taking a online course from the University of North Dakota is 31 years old. So demographics have changed. Maybe you got fewer 18 to 22-year-olds, but it opens up a whole new world of customers, a.k.a. students, that you can serve at all stages in their life that want to get additional certification or capability to move forward. So that's number one. The economics are that there's new forms of competition. Universities used to have a pretty solid sort of wall or moat around their business model if it was somebody that lived within 60 miles of their campus that could either live on campus or drive there. Now every university in the world can serve almost any student in the world through online. So the economic competition changes and the pricing is coming down. Higher education went through decades of increased pricing in part because of the all of the federal loan money. We went from, under Obama, we went from under half a trillion to almost 1.4 trillion in student loan. And when you shove a lot of money at cheap student loan, and now they're talking about forgiving some of those loans, you're basically creating a bubble in higher education, which allowed people to, you know, cover their costs by increasing prices.
You've described the landscape very well of where we're at, and where you want to get to, in your mind, is only possible with a change in governance, or do you think this Board of Higher Ed can do what you're talking about now?
Well, this board can do some of that now. We felt that starting with governance, I mean, if you're trying to change the business model, sometimes it's a good idea to change the governance thing, but we've got five new presidents out of 11 in the state of North Dakota, so we've got some leaders that are interested in being transformational and moving their organizations forward.
A couple of minutes left. I'm going to go rapid fire, so quick questions, quick answers. One, all the COVID questions I've had for you today by text have been related to masks, and you know that is controversial. You know, one person saying, how can you claim the mask mandate is the reason cases went down when South Dakota didn't have one and theirs went down too? Masks are controversial. I even heard of thing on Catholic radio last night, and it was saying masks are stealing our human-to-human connection. You know, it's of evil because it's trying to take away that bond. Now, I know other people are going to say, holy buckets, how dumb is it? Wear it because you're helping me, you're helping you. What point in time do you think we are beyond the mask mandate? We're not wearing them, we're healthy enough where we can go back to where we were.
Well, I think North Dakota's numbers are improving, and credit to everybody in the state that's doing their part to help break the chain of transmission. That's good news. You know, the bad news is that we're still in the middle of a pandemic, and last week the nation had, you know, record deaths, record hospitalization, and record cases, and we've seen this thing come and go. And so I think, you know, we're going to be taking a look at the data this week again and trying to make a balanced decision. But, what we'd like to do is get rid of all the business restrictions as quickly as possible. And the masks are one thing that is actually has very little or no economic cost, and it helps create a level playing field between businesses.
One other topic. You had a contentious relationship, I would argue, with the legislature last session. Some people complained they couldn't get access to you, whether they could or not, I don't know, but that's what they say. And it was a battle, right? It was almost like anything you were for, they were against. I'm talking about the majority, and not everybody was in that camp. Do you have plans to do something different so that temperature's turned down a little bit this session?
Well, we never believed that narrative last time. I mean, our access probably was unprecedented. We held more events. I think I had dinner with, I invited every legislator to dinner at the residence, and anybody that accepted it had dinner with me during the session at least once last time. And we'll continue to keep working on those relationships because we have a lot of common interests, a lot of common goals, and I've got a lot of great relationships with legislators. We're looking forward to working with them.
To be continued. We'll be tracking all these goals. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
Governor Doug Burgum with us on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today in part by Oasis Petroleum. They're battling back. The Be the Buffalo folks. Their hotline sponsored 24/7 to get anything you have to get to us. Anything you want to say, 855-200-1776.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, Main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance.
Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.